Hey, we've got a very, very special guest coming on here right now, Dr. Miranda with the Steamboat Orthopedic and Spine Institute that operates right here out of Grand County. Doc, you there?
I am.
Hey, thanks
so
much. Yeah, good morning. Thanks so much for taking some time out of your day to call in here.
You're very welcome. Thanks for having me.
Yeah, and it's the kickoff to ski season. It's a big time of year for a lot of locals here, and a lot of us are chomping at the bit. And we understand you might have some tips or some thoughts for us on pushing the body to the limits before the body's ready.
Yeah, I think that's a very important topic before the ski season. On the orthopedic side of things, you know, we end up seeing a lot of people that come in after the fact, I'd say, that come in, you know, once they've pushed themselves too far. So certainly trying to prevent injury, prevent getting to the point where you've got to seek out orthopedic help. I think it's important to, you know, really focus on tuning yourself up and prepping for the ski season. So I think that's what you're alluding to.
Absolutely. There are a pile of risk factors, especially early season. One is this past weekend, we got great snow. So part one is the snow's not that deep and there's things underneath that can grab and twist. The other is that we have no strength in our legs, yet we've got 2 feet of snow and we want to ski all day. So what are some things we might be able to do to prepare ourselves for the latter there so that we've got a stronger body?
Yeah, so to create a stronger base, I guess essentially your body's base is super important. And number one would be focusing on the cardio. So making sure that you're ready to endure the day. So making habits to create endurance. That would be number one. And then number two would be to, as the endurance increases and your ability to really put out energy, expend energy over a long period of time, as that improves, then you want to focus on strength too. And so certainly the stronger you are, the more you are able to really respond to the environment that you're in. And obviously that's the sport that we like here in the mountains. We like to, you know, use gravity, slide down the mountain, and that's what we do. We respond to everything around us, and ideally we're also sort of anticipating the things around us, and you need a lot of strength for that, as to be able to do that safely and throughout the day.
Dr. Miranda, urban legend or not, I've been told that hiking downhill and jogging downhill is great for strengthening your ski legs.
You know what? I would say that it's got to strengthen the ski legs. I don't know that it's necessarily better than uphill, to tell you the truth, but I think, hey, that sounds fun. It sounds like it should prep you for sure.
There we go. There's one exercise you can add to your regimen for the fall.
Taking the gondola up and jogging down the mountain.
Yeah.
I guess I've heard it all. Hey, Doc, this is DJ Brian. I'm also a cross-country running coach over here at the high school, and I'm assuming that all of this stuff that you're talking about is exercises that you can't really start 2 weeks before ski season starts, or can you start 2 weeks before ski season starts and get some benefit from it?
You know what? I think you can. Ideally, you would be focusing on a lot of the cardio early on, at least 6 weeks before, and that way you've got that, you know, again, you're building up that endurance and that base that you need. But the reality is, you know, ski season's long, and it's better to start now than not. And so I think it's worth it, even if there's only 2 weeks left before you start to ski, go ahead and do it.
Absolutely. All right. Great.
We're talking to Dr. Miranda with the Steamboat Orthopedic and Spine Institute, and they are matching dollar for dollar any contribution made to KFFR through KFFR.org or ColoradoGives.org today. So big thanks for that. Can we touch on Steamboat Orthopedic and how you serve our community a little?
Yeah, so Steamboat Ortho has been, you know, present there for a very long time. We had some docs like Dr. Bomberg that had been there. Then Alex Meindinger has had a presence there for a very long time. And most recently, Dr. Wilson, Adam Wilson, has taken over. And so I'd say that he's there the most, whereas more recently I've been starting to come as well. And so as a group, we offer, orthopedic surgery services, but really it's a subspecialized field where, you know, we each sort of do our own thing. And so you have guys that are very much focused on the shoulder and knee, let's say, whereas I tend to be mostly focused on the ankle and foot. And we've got a spine guy, we've got a joints guy, and that's really how we do it.
That's a very important point to make, that if you have an injury, that you guys have specialists that are very familiar with that body part and injury. It's not like you go in and it's a one-size-fits-all treatment. Is that right?
That's right, yeah. I think we all feel equipped to sort of navigate the issues that present, but certainly when somebody comes in with an issue or an ailment, we try to direct them to the person or team member that can best manage.
Now I've gone four runs too long and I've made a bad decision and I am hurting. You know, what's my scheduling like? Am I going to wait 3 days to come in and see you? Can I see someone immediately? You know, what kind of services do you provide in that respect?
Yeah, so in the Grand County office, we do have a situation where we try to have open doors and let walk-ins come in as they need to. And so if somebody's got something that needs to be checked out, we're happy to see them day of.
That is fantastic, because that is obviously the most important thing, is that when you make that injury, you can get in and see someone immediately and get the treatment process started. And you guys have been serving Grand County for over 32 years as SOCI, is that right?
That sounds about right. That's a long time.
Hey,
Doc, I've got a question. Are you busier in the winter or the summer? Because I've been up here for a while now, and it seems like absolutely we've got tons of people on the slopes in the winter, but we've got tons of people running the trails and riding the trails in the summer. Is there an off season? Is there a busy season? What do you think about that?
Yes, I think primarily we were much busier in the winter than the summer. More and more, the summer is catching up and nearly as busy. And then more and more, we're having less of a mud season. So I've been in the area for 5 years, and those seasons were very well defined before, whereas now they're starting to mix and blend a little bit more. But I would still say the winter is the busiest.
Gotcha.
Just because I'm from Wisconsin, I have to ask, you deal with the Achilles, is that right?
That's right.
Aaron Rodgers. what's your take on this whole Aaron Rodgers Achilles miracle walk?
3 months. 3 months, it's a miracle.
Yeah, that is a miracle. No, I think it's awesome. The techniques that we use are similar. And so I would say that when we, you know, as specialists, we fix Achilles tendon issues and tears all the time. The technique that was used for him is one of the many that we can choose to use. I like it for some reasons, but not for all. I don't think it's a magical fix that gets people cured in 3 months. So certainly I think it's definitely a calculated, I think it's a risk that he's taken, and I think it's a calculated risk, and he's choosing to do that.
I thought Aaron Rodgers did mushrooms in solitude caves. I thought that's how he healed his tendons. I thought that's what he did. I misunderstood, I guess.
The package deal.
Yeah, well, it comes with it for sure.
Well, Dr. Miranda, thanks so much for being on the show this morning.
Thank you.
And thanks for all the support. Again, SOCI, Steamboat Orthopedic and Spine Institute, located right here in Grand County for over 32 years, and matching dollar for dollar any contribution you make towards KFFR all show long.
So head on over to KFFR.org and smash that donate button, and SOCI's going to match it for us. Thank you so much, Dr. Miranda.
Hey, I really appreciate you guys. Thanks a bunch for having me.
Yeah, thank you. We're going to take you out with the Smiths. I was looking for a song that had something to do with the theme, so we're doing Stretch Out and Wait. And so
a deep cut from the Smiths.
A deep cut. So thanks, Dr. Miranda, and we'll be plugging you all show long as we're celebrating SOCI this morning on The Morning Show.
Okay, you're awesome. Thanks, guys. Take care.
Thank you.